Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. I want to take a quick moment and thank all the folks who came out and joined us for Harvest Fest this past Sunday. Great way to kick off National 4-H Week, which is incidentally going on right now. National 4-H Week is celebrated every first full week in October to celebrate the impact that 4-H has in the lives of youth across Iowa and across the nation. Here in Cass County, we have over 350 youth annually involved in our Clover Kids Clubs and Community Clubs programs, in addition to reaching a large number of kids through after-school programs as well, summer camps, day camps, and more. We're very excited to continue doing that, and we invite you to celebrate 4-H with us this week. A number of our 4-H clubs have window decorations up and are celebrating 4-H in other ways. We invite you to stop and learn a little bit more about 4-H. If you see folks out wearing a 4-H t-shirt, stop and learn a little bit more about the program. And of course, if you are interested in joining 4-H or learning more about the 4-H program in Cass County, we invite you to visit the Cass County Extension website. There's a link right there on the front page listing how you can go about joining 4-H. You can also give us a call here at the office, drop us an email, or stop by. We'd be more than happy to chat with you about the 4-H program here in Cass County. As we get into the first week of October, fall is here and temperatures are cooling down. If you have produce remaining in your garden, you may want to start thinking about how you can get that harvested and stored for the winter. Our ISU Extension and Outreach horticulturists can help you with some of those questions. First of all, if you have sweet potatoes in the garden, you want to harvest those immediately before or after a vine-killing frost. When harvesting, dig carefully to avoid cutting or bruising the roots. After harvest, cure for 1 week at a temperature between 80 to 85 degrees and a relative humidity of 90 to 95%. Curing promotes the healing of cuts and bruises, prolongs the storage life of sweet potatoes, and improves the flavor of sweet potatoes as starches are converted to sugar during the curing process. Once the sweet potatoes are cured, cool them down and store them at a temperature between 55 to 60 degrees and a relative humidity around 85 to 90%. Storage above 60 degrees may stimulate sprouting, and sweet potatoes may develop an off flavor and the flesh may become discolored if stored below 55 degrees. If properly cured and stored, sweet potatoes can be stored for 4 to 6 months, giving you plenty of time to enjoy for these upcoming holiday meals. If you have winter squash still in the garden, harvest once they are mature. You'll know because they have very hard skins that are difficult to puncture with the thumbnail, and mature winter squash often have dull-looking surfaces as opposed to having a shinier appearance while they are still ripening. When you're harvesting winter squash, again, be careful to handle and avoid those cuts and bruises. Cut off the fruit with a pruning shears, leaving a 1-inch stem on each fruit. After harvesting, cure at a temperature of 80 to 85 degrees Fahrenheit and a relative humidity of 80 to 85%. This will help harden the skins and heal any cuts or scratches. However, you do not want to cure acorn squash, as these high temperatures and high humidity during the curing process can reduce the quality and storage life of acorn squash. Once you have cured or not cured your winter squash, store in a cool, dry, well-ventilated location between 50 to 55 degrees Fahrenheit, and make sure you're not storing your squash near apples, pears, or other ripening fruit, as these release a gas which shortens the storage life of the squash. Once your squash are properly cured and stored, acorn squash will store about 5 to 8 weeks, butternut 2 to 3 months, and Hubbard squash about 5 to 6 months. If you have green tomatoes on the vine and the frost is on the horizon, remove all mature light green fruit from the vines just before that first frost. Don't waste your time on the immature dark green tomatoes, as these will not ripen off the vine. Make sure the ones you choose are solid, firm, and free of defects or diseases. Remove the stems, wash, and dry the fruit. If any of the tomatoes you harvested are starting to turn color and have a light pink blush, you can place those on the counter or shelf to ripen. If you have tomatoes that are still completely green, individually wrap those in a piece of newspaper, place them in a single layer on a box, and store in a cool location between 60 to 70 degrees Fahrenheit. Inspect frequently, discarding any which look to be decaying, and when your tomatoes begin to color, remove the individual and place the tomato on a countertop or shelf to ripen fully. As always, for more information on yard and garden topics, you can call the ISU Hortline or email them. Look for that contact information on the ISU Extension website. We're also more than happy to answer those questions as we can here in the office, 712-243-1132 for the Cass County Extension Office. Visit us at 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic on the fairgrounds, or stop by online anytime at the Cass County Extension website or Facebook page. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.